With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Rolling.
It's recording.
Quick heads up, during this podcast, we are going to play a game, me, Phil and Craig. We're going to see how many times we can fit the word sausagey into a sentence before Matt or Stu realise. How many are we going with?
I think about 10. I'm going to go low.
I'm going higher. I reckon 20.
Okay.
I'm going to go with lucky number 7. So, they don't know about this. Let's have fun. Sausagey.
Sausagey.
Sausagey. Hello, my name is Craig Lambert, but you already knew that. I'm the guy who brought back check shirts and flat caps. And 2012, I brought back the elbow pad. Is any of that true, I hear you ask? Well, I'm not legally allowed to say, but I do love a good bit of flannel. What is true is I wear a lot of check shirts and I've got some pretty interesting friends. Welcome to That Was Interesting. Welcome to a very special Christmas edition of That Was Interesting, me, Craig Lambert. Hand crap.
Advent calendars all round. Advent calendars all round.
I still haven't bought one.
I haven't bought one.
I didn't buy one.
I don't have a mother anymore.
Well, we're apparently... Wow, we've gone there already. This is our special Christmas themed episode. That was interesting. How do you feel about that?
Excited. We are doing a podcast again.
Yeah, so this, it will be, hopefully you'll be listening to this at the moment whilst you're, you know, cracking into your Christmas dinner.
By the fire. Crackle.
Best thing to listen to whilst you're eating some lovely food. You know, what, not your family.
On Christmas Day, are we?
Well, no, but you'll probably save it for Christmas Day, won't you?
Yeah, everyone's going to be listening to this while eating their Christmas dinner. Yeah, 100%.
Everyone with their headphones
in. You've probably heard it, you know, listened to it once already, you know, and then you've said, you know, to your family, we should all listen to That Was Interesting. I'll see you in our dinners.
Well, this is the point, because, you know, a nice part of Christmas family get-together is the stories that you can tell. And what better stories are the ones that we're going to tell you?
Yeah, stories.
Probably the best.
Probably the best. I mean... Probably, definitely.
Don't want to hear stories about your nan.
No.
Falling out of bed. I'm really trying to limit myself this podcast, my language and profanities.
Craig, you should probably do the intros.
Okay then, so let's say hello to everybody. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Starting left.
Starting on my right. It's Rodriguez. What's up, mate? You good?
I'm good, mate. I've got some candy canes.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Phil doesn't like candy canes. He told me quietly while she went looking.
I did. They're all right. I'm just not a huge fan of them.
But these ones are peppermint candy canes.
Poundland peppermint candy canes.
You didn't have to reveal that part.
No expense spared in Lambard household.
I can count at least 11 of them. So that's, what, £11?
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. Okay, let's go with that.
No expenses spared. Anyway, moving on. Stuart.
Hello.
How are you, mate?
I'm all right.
What are you eating?
Twiglet killer today.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
How is that?
It tastes like Twiglet, isn't it?
Good. Glad. Moving on. Phil, what's that, mate?
Hi, I don't have my own microphone because...
Nobody cares.
We had technical difficulties.
I suppose, yeah.
Your mum had technical difficulties.
Me and Matt are sharing a microphone today.
Why
is
that?
Sure.
Because the other one's not working. No, I'm good though. Yeah.
Good, I'm glad. Hello, Matt. How are you?
Hey.
You right?
Yeah, man.
How you doing?
I've been better.
Have you? How's your Christmas been going so far?
It's really good. I got some really good toys this year.
Did you? Mm. Oh, I'd love to have a little chat about some of those toys, maybe in a little while.
Check bounce.
Did it?
Second year in a row. happened to me as well.
Yeah, you'll get your bonuses soon, I promise.
Yeah, it'd be nice to be paid at some point, Craig.
I'm sure the check didn't
So at least it won't next time.
We'll see.
So we're doing Christmas in my house. That means we have to play by my rules. So Phil and Matt just started cuddling. Yep.
We've got to get close for this.
And the way we do Christmas in my house is we start with gifts.
Oh, yes. Uh-oh. I love kissing.
You've just made a lovely joke about not getting paid. Well,
joke.
Here's your Christmas present, Tucker. So in no particular order.
Matthew Shaw.
Hold on to it. Don't open it.
Okay. Oh, we're all going to open that at the same time.
Amazing. I just want to tell everyone about the present I've got. It's
oh,
lovely.
Did you get one of the kids from Tiff School to wrap them up?
It's a really lovely wrapping paper.
Rodriguez, this one for you.
Tied together with duct tape.
Yeah, I like that touch. Hell.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Black sushi duck. Roll.
Thank you.
You've added a real element of manliness to these
You
presents.
Didn't use scissors either, look.
No, I just used my teeth.
This is amazing.
And there's one for Phil. Oh, and that's not for Phil.
Oh, what?
Yeah, no, it is.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, are you joking?
Oh, I guess the biggest one.
Nearly really
so,
how are we going to open these?
I want you to all open it at the same time. But one at a time.
One at a time, but at the same time.
So I think Sher wants to tell us something.
Oh, yeah. Look how my name is spelt. It's S, capital H. With a lowercase u in the same space. Now they're a whole new letter, then a lowercase h, and then an I.
Let's have a look.
There's two H's in your name.
Oh, sushi. Sushi.
I was trying to write sushi, but like the Sharpie wasn't working properly. It's not that I wasn't spelling it right. It's the Sharpie wasn't working.
But he does have a smiley face made out of tape.
Do I? Oh yeah, look.
Yeah, that is a smiley face made out of tape.
Yeah, good. Oh. Okay, anyway,
can we open them
up? Open them up.
Alright.
This duct tape is really... Oh no, it's fine.
Oh, great wrap here.
There. Too many layers.
Who is that?
I just have one layer.
Oh. Oh my god. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, just what I've always wanted.
What have you got, Phil?
I've got a miniature snooker table.
I got a Taylor Swift 2016 calendar.
You're welcome.
I got my Christmas colouring book and my Christmas activity and Christmas dot to dot all in one package.
I got my cheque finally. Now I can feed my family for once. No,
please donate today.
What
is that?
I actually got a rather lovely ceramic dog. Of which I'm going to throw across the room now. Cue sound effect. Or
before
smash
you
anything.
Throw it, before you throw it, do you want to read what it says on the bottom?
For you, PO Box 13657, Birmingham. It says ceramic dog gift.
So I thought it was a perfect gift because it said on the bottom that it was a gift.
It is a gift.
Yeah. Oh, hang
there's
on
a
minute.
Hole in the bottom.
He's got a hole for where he does his pace.
So I'd like to point out that on this miniature dog snooker table, it's got four red balls and five blue balls. and then the one black ball, so I don't really understand. I don't know how this... I just don't understand.
What is the game?
It's just a snooker table. It's got the most basic package.
It says snooker, but it's...
I mean, it's
ball.
Just, yeah, fucked up balls.
That's all right. Well, you won't be saying that when I beat you later.
Well, wow. Thank you for my Christmas present.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I mean, thank you
for
my Christmas present.
I can't believe you knew how
present.
Much I love Taylor Swift.
I knew how much you love Taylor Swift.
I'm going to give it to a homeless guy on the way home with some bedding.
He'll probably throw it back in your face.
he might.
Yeah.
Is it Christmas game time?
Is it Christmas game time?
Christmas game time.
Yeah.
It is.
Interesting. What's it about food?
No.
It's about those little sausagey bits in bacon around them.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that it? Are we eating more sausagey bits?
So, no, we're not doing that. If you stop saying sausagey for a second. Sausagey is a great word, though. Well, we're going to play pulling crackers.
That's... Wait, what? Okay, I mean, it's, that's it's, also...
Well, like, in a fun. Circle.
That's like a bit of a cheat.
But I'm really good at this game. There's a catch. Okay.
We have to push.
We have to use prosthetic hands.
No, you don't have to use prosthetic
We've got to cover hands. Our hands in margarine and then pour.
There's always a loser when you do crackers, isn't there?
Yes.
Right?
Is it always you?
Craig?
So it's about taking part that counts. That's what my mum told me.
Well, I do different than Mike.
I do different.
I do different.
What do you do different?
So
When do you have a loser? Everyone's a loser in Craig's house.
He puts the handle up his bum.
Go on, Craig.
Thank you. So how is this going to work? Yeah. We're going to have taken turns pulling each other's cracker. Right? The person who gets the duff end and doesn't win the prize, right, has to have a forfeit.
Ooh.
Ah.
Okay. Mm. And the forfeits aren't that bad.
Oh, possibly. But then they're not forfeits, are they?
Well, what you have to do, and this is one of my favourite bits of Christmas, okay? I say my favourite bits. It's everybody's bit everybody hates.
Oh, wrap it up, put the rubbish away.
You get to... You
oh, know, I hate
you,
kissing Nana. You
can, and here's my Nan. No, it's...
It's your dad in a wig.
Again.
Sorry, Dad, they saw right through it. You're going to have to leave.
That's well.
So, near the end of Christmas, starts wrapping up. And all the chocolates are pretty much gone, aren't they?
Yes. Mm,
celebrations.
The only ones that are ever left are either the toffees, which, you know, sometimes you don't
want to keep your teeth.
I quite like them.
Yeah, the some people like them. Some
the coffees. The coffees stay as well.
The thing that no one ever enjoys.
They do.
Yeah, that's shit.
The fruit ones. Orange.
The chocolate liqueurs.
The right? Chocolate liqueurs.
Right? But I've got special ones.
Oh, God.
Oh, look at the excitement on his face!
I've never drunk before. This is going to be great.
Mummy, I'm so sorry.
We'll start off with the Courvoisier ones.
Okay.
They're, you know, they're pretty rank, but we'll have to. Pretty
all right. But, yeah. Do we get to know what the worst stages are now?
The worst stage, you won't know.
Oh, God.
Okay. I'm just going to give you the worst stage, and you have to just deal with it.
Right, okay. Let's do this.
Bring it on.
Dumb.
1 second.
Crack yourself up, lads.
It's 10 o'clock on a Monday morning. Should be at work.
Yeah, but we all called in sick.
I still don't really understand the whole eating a chocolate is the losing part.
Oh, because they're mank.
Are they that bad?
They've been in his
They ain't chocolates.
They ain't chocolate salty bowls.
He's like laced them with
his butt.
Acid.
They're my little poopies.
Ooh.
What the fuck?
No. Ice cube chocolates.
Oh.
They're laxative.
Oh, my God.
Imagine.
Okay, so.
Golly. Golly, wow, gosh, hey?
As Matt already has one in his hands, you can go first.
Oh, nice.
I think it's only fair
that you go. Who should I roll it with?
You go with Phil, as he's next to you.
Yeah, let's keep this simple.
Let's keep this in the family.
Matt, do you want to go there?
That's what you're not.
Oh, you'll do one with the cat.
And I'll do one with the cat. So.
On three?
Mm-hmm. Ready? Three, two,
one. Oh, shit.
I got the toy.
So, Stuart and Phil.
Did I?
Stuart and Phil.
I got the joke.
So, as I lost, and Stu lost as well, we are both the losers, apparently.
So, let's start the chocolates.
And these are the... Right.
Yeah. So, these are the Courvoisier ones.
Seems terrible.
Courvoisier. They look like bananas.
I like the fact that Craig knows a word that I'd never heard of before.
Yeah, I'm impressed by this as well.
We try unless he's saying it incorrectly.
They look like...
Oh.
Beetle shits.
It's a lot wetter on the inside.
And now for an advert.
They are quite strong.
From our sponsors. Oh, Courvoisier chocolates.
That's what I'm talking about. Right, it's like just liquid Courvoisier.
I thought I'd one. Why do I have to eat one?
Well, you can. Matt just had one.
Oh, the whole forfeit system's debunked.
Yeah, I was just trying one for the sake of it. Oh, that's fucking rank.
Mm.
Oh. I like them.
I've never felt so much like a beautiful woman before. Give me more.
I'm not a fan.
I love it.
What
was in your crackers, boys?
Nothing.
Good old fashioned disappointment.
Only a joke and a hat.
Is there seriously nothing in yours?
What was your joke, though? Was it a good joke? Maybe the joke's worth it.
Oh, wait, no, there is something.
Oh, Stu found it.
You didn't look properly. It's a word search.
Oh, my God.
That's just homework.
You can go with my calendar.
Yeah, but the words in this are Egyptian.
They're all ISIS related.
Sphinx, Ramesses, Papyrus.
Interesting. What was your joke?
The present is the joke.
Why does Santa Claus have three gardens?
I don't know.
Because he has three wives.
Monogamous.
For each one of the wise men.
I don't know.
So he can
ho. I was going to say it's probably for each one of his ho-ho-hos.
Why is Santa like a bear on Christmas Eve?
Because he's...
ravenous and he'll kill anything.
Yes.
Yeah, I reckon that's definitely what it is.
I don't care. What is it?
Because he's sooty.
Oh,
that is a
fucking lame. He's a fucking puppet. Yeah.
I feel like those jokes have really brought the mood down, so I feel like we should just avoid them.
How about we fix it with this one that I've got then? Father Christmas wins a saucepan in a competition. Now that's what you call potluck.
He's a fucking legend. Ben Kevin
says. Round two.
Yeah, how do we? Is this to eat one of the horrible ones now?
No, I think someone needs to do one with me first.
Oh.
I don't think it matters that much, actually. Let's carry on going.
I think, no, it should be winners. No. Here you go. Double or nothing. You pull with both mats, and if you get both of them, then they both have one. If they get both of them, you have to have two.
Okay.
There you go. There's a... Ooh. We're talking serious
business
now. But
then one wins and one doesn't.
Then, we'll think of that later.
Yeah, sure.
I'll sober up and think about
that. Ready, and... Boom.
Ah. Ah.
Oh, man.
So Matthew Rodriguez loses, and Craig also loses.
I have a puzzle on the Tower Bridge.
Oh, wonderful.
What?
They've already made the jigsaw for you.
Oh, I've already eaten one, though, because I had one last time.
No, you get to have one of the worst ones now.
No, everyone should have one.
Nah?
Look at this.
What is that?
I've got the best one. I've got a tag that says Merry Christmas.
I can't stop eating crap.
Oh, my God.
It's not even a sticker. It's actually
nothing.
A tag.
It's just a bit of cardboard with a hole cut.
I think it's a bookmark.
No.
Why has it got a hole through it?
This is the string that you put onto your presents.
No, it said on the box that it was a bookmark.
Fuck the box. Give me my
prize.
Should
I do my joke?
Yes.
No, thank you.
Knock, knock.
Who art thou?
Snow.
Snow who?
Snow business likes no business.
Tumbleweed.
Who writes these jokes?
Craig does.
I did. Yeah. Punchline.
Oh, this one's a good one. What do you call a man who claps at Christmas?
Hand crap.
He's got it in one.
No, that's wait. It's...
it's more obvious than you think. I've seen it.
I don't know.
Hands.
Oh yeah, hands. Gruber.
Hans Gruber.
Because Die Hard is a Christmas film. I watched it the other night.
Christmas, written by Hans Zimmer. Santa Claus.
That's my best. That's the best one, yeah. Who delivers parents to baby sharks? Who delivers presents to baby sharks at Christmas?
Shanka Claus.
Oh,
That's an Indian.
Oh, yeah.
Shanka Claus. Is it a pun off the word stork?
No,
because it's a shark.
Storks don't deliver.
They deliver baby.
It's got to be someone from Finland. I don't know.
I feel like Craig needs to tell us the answer.
I'm literally
Santa Jaws.
Ah, yes.
It's so good, but so simple.
Moving on.
Right, so I'm just going to make everybody have a horrible chocolate.
Oh,
what is that?
Horrid chucky.
We got to have one and then figure it out. It doesn't say on the other side, does it?
No. Oh, shit.
Do you know what they are?
Oh, my... Ooh.
Is it horrible because you've
touched all of them? They're full of head
lice. I'm hoping they're something nice, but I've got a bad feeling that they're going to be something horrible.
Why is it shaped like a dog bone? What the fuck is this shit in it?
You're going to tell me...
That would be shit, Austin.
Bottoms up, then.
Bottoms up.
Yeah. Cheers, everybody. So, cheers.
Cheers to Sambuca.
These are nicer than the others.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm. Yeah, these are actually quite nice.
They are really nice, aren't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mine tastes like
licorice.
A little bit aniseedy, bit toffee.
Yeah, I'm getting that too.
A little bit of scotch.
They're really good.
Yeah, what are these? These
Sambuca.
Are
Sambuca.
They're
Sambuca.
I said it as we had them.
Oh, I didn't think they were.
The Sambuca flavour and they're bloody good.
I much prefer that to the other ones.
Yeah, right. Give those some.
Yeah, everybody have one of these.
No.
Well,
I actually really truffles. Like both of them.
Yeah, give us one of the wet ones. Thank you very much.
By
comparison, that's very wet.
So we enjoy that? Bit of cracker action?
Yes and no.
Yes and no, why no?
It's always like cracker action.
The brandy, nah.
Yeah, I'm really surprised that the Sambuca ones were so much nicer.
I quite like the occasional. Is that going to happen throughout the evening? Just a random song.
That's right, the pop show was on.
Did someone just fart?
Yeah, I think so.
It wasn't me. It was not. Wait, it smells sausagey, and we're the only ones that have had sausage and bacon.
No,
sausage.
Stuart had one.
I'd had one, but it hasn't got down that far yet.
But Stuart, it takes him about 14 years to digest something that big.
Yeah.
What, sausages?
Yeah. It's like half the size of my torso. I'm still eating it.
Still digesting.
A little tiny sausage.
I have to eat like a snake. I have to dislodge my jaw.
Enough sausagey talk.
Okay.
So what are we doing next, Craig?
Well, it's Christmas Day.
little gesture.
I feel like one of those puppets out of Thunderbirds.
With your arms waving around.
You mean the Thunderbirds?
You also have to remember that this is a podcast and people can't see you.
Well, yeah, but
which is probably a good thing.
Radio face.
Yeah, well, I think let's spend some time talking about Christmas.
Wow. That would be good.
Do we have to?
Christmas time.
Mistletoe and wine. We're not doing that, are we?
Come on now.
So what does Christmas mean to you?
Christmas means to me not wanting to be with my family anymore.
24 hours is enough.
Who's going home this year?
Me.
Me?
Oh, me, I'm home.
No.
No.
I don't celebrate Christmas.
I don't celebrate Christmas with people.
You just celebrate it on your own.
Just on my own.
With my cat.
And my cat. Yeah, that's exactly what it's going to be.
Yeah. Are you going to make your cat a roast dinner?
Hell no. She's making me a roast dinner. because me and my housemates join the commitment of feeding her twice a day. It's been that case for 2 years now. She owes me a bloody dinner.
She does.
She does.
Yeah. And I don't know what the problem is.
The thing is, has she ever cooked before? Is she a good cook or is she?
I don't know.
Nervous cook.
We see what she gets her paws on and her claws on.
Her Santa paws and claws.
Yeah. Mm. Hopefully, it's just some tuna.
Hopefully it's just a regurgitated mouse. Yeah. That'd be just fine.
That was her pooping in my clothes.
What's she like with a tin opener?
She's her nails.
Oh, really? It's very impressive.
That's her helpful, claws. Considering she doesn't have thumbs.
Yeah.
Opening a tin with a tin opener would be impractical.
But funny you should say that.
His cat's got thumbs.
No, my granddad's cat had thumbs.
No. What? Yeah. Shut the front door.
My granddad's cat, on his paw, on the side of his paw, there was another toe that came out.
On
the
bone.
On all four of them.
He's got little kitten mittens.
So yeah, like monkey feet. He has full on paws.
That's a threat to humanity.
It is.
As soon as you get thumbs, you can use things like guns. Right. And
that three-eyed fish from The Simpsons.
I killed it.
Linky.
Yeah. You killed it.
I killed it.
You killed the cat.
Yeah, just because it was a threat to humanity.
You saw the threat and you were like, I'm taking that
I'm
out.
I'm way too far forward. Oh, no, I could do.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So what I would like to know is, what is your earliest Christmas memory or your most vivid Christmas memory? Anyone who wants to answer. Back in time.
Mine is December 2014.
What happened? My cat's made me dinner.
No, I don't have one. Oh, no, I'll come back to me in a second. I'm having a think.
Well, one of mine.
What? Mate.
Someone just woke me up.
I'm drunk, Craig. Craig. Just dribbling down his chest.
So I
it's 1956.
I've shot myself again. Let's just stop Craig from talking.
Go on.
As if I could ever talk anyway.
So, no, don't do that. That's mean. It's mean.
So basically.
Meanie, man.
What?
So basically.
I can't remember when this was, but I remember one year. Do you remember those skateboards that you had? The bits your feet go on?
What, a skateboard?
You mean a fucking board?
But it had like a bar across it, so it kind of went like this.
Separate box.
Snake board, yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Xbox. The bits that your feet went on were separate from the actual rest of the board.
Yeah.
But I spent the year trying to convince my mum to get me one. And I remember taking out once, falling on my ass several times, and then never riding it again.
Did you cry?
Probably.
How old were you?
It's 21, 25, yeah.
It was actually, she just gave it to me as an early Christmas present.
Yeah. She was trying that out because she knew.
Yeah, I got it. I just got it today.
There was the risk. It was just going to be a complete failure. Yeah.
But no reward.
No, this was probably, I was probably about 10, maybe a little bit younger.
A wee nipper.
But yeah, I just fell on my ass all day long and was like, yeah, I'm not riding it ever again.
They looked pretty difficult to actually control, so...
Like mad segways, respect. Like those new...
The hoverboards.
Yeah,
the hoverboards. Someone in Streatham 2 days ago or yesterday went into a co-op.
Oh, I saw a video of this,
went
yeah.
up to the counter, picked up a crate of Lucozade, then just turned round and just maneuvered off.
Yeah, I saw.
First like robbery on one of those new Segway things. I don't know what they're called, the real name.
Hoverboard. I think they're genuinely called a hoverboard.
Yeah, I think they're Bellend mobiles, aren't they?
Yeah. Bellend mobiles. Yeah.
But the police have stopped people riding them like all over the world.
On the path, yeah.
Because they're a motorised vehicle, so you can't go on a pavement with a motorised vehicle.
Yeah, only dual carriageways.
Genuinely.
And hopefully you stick to them.
They're not road legal.
Yeah.
What is legal these days?
Is anybody allowed to go on one of them things?
Yeah, housemate bought one, or he got given one.
Has he actually?
Yeah, they're actually really fun to ride. When you first get on it, you have absolutely no idea what's going on and feel like you have no control. And then eventually it just feels like your mind is controlling where you kind of hover forwards. It's really weird.
Where does he go on it?
Just in our kitchen, like around in circles. It's pretty funny.
Cooks dinner. Like on
genuinely. I was like taking shit out of the dishwasher, putting it in the cupboards, just not having to move my legs at all.
Oh man, this is the best day of my life.
How much are they?
Like a few hundred quid for proper ones. You can get like knockoff ones.
Yeah, that don't work. You have to wind them up.
The batteries like explode. Dangerous. Don't get your kids one of them.
No.
If you have them.
Yeah, I reckon that's probably like one of the top Christmas presents.
Yeah, it's got
those.
Oh, is it not Teletubbies anymore?
No.
No. Talking of Teletubbies.
What was the top Christmas present? Let's talk about Christmas presents then. Like
when we were kids.
Yeah.
Action Men?
Yeah.
Was it Domino's?
The pizza, Domino's, yeah.
Yeah.
Domino's Express?
No.
Oh, I know. Well, like, it was a massive thing you could set
up.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. It's like a specific pattern and stuff. Oh, that was mental. I loved it. That was one of the best Christmas
presents. I was always really into Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
What?
Did you ever watch those Crash Test Dummies? I had the Crash Test Dummies car.
Yeah.
What about Stretch Armstrong?
Yes. Stretch Armstrong.
Broke it. The insides came out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Didn't smell nice.
Christmas is a time of giving and a time of doing unto others as you would have done to yourself. Correct.
Maybe. Correct.
Stuart and I were thinking maybe we could reenact one of the most classic Christmas stories of the Christmas Carol.
I thought you were going to say Home Alone.
Yeah.
That would be way better. Or Die Hard as well.
I watched Die Hard the other day. And number three. Even though it's not Christmas.
Ooh.
And you're free.
I've actually constructed a air duct out in the garden, the lift shaft, and all of us have to reenact that famous scene where he climbs through the lift shaft and he says,
"Hey, let's get a camera, have a few laughs."
Yeah.
Oh, Dial.
Okay, then, let's go.
What's that other bit he says? He says something like, you got fake smaller than my sister, ha 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 ha.
Wrong film.
No, that is that film.
That's Die Hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Stu and I had the idea that perhaps we could reenact one of the most famous Christmas tales of all time, indeed the Christmas Carol by Charles Darwin.
Not Home Alone.
Yeah.
Not Home Alone, nor Die Hard, Love Actually.
Or Jingle All The Way.
We will do Jingle All The Way. Maybe that's a good idea. We should insert it with other Christmas films as we go along.
Yeah.
And if no one gets a reference, then that person has to eat a
nasty liqueur.
A nasty.
Or have a chocolate brownie. Oh, I lose.
Oh.
Sounds good. So,
character assignments.
Okay.
Act one, we have the characters of Scrooge, played by Craig Lambard.
Hello there.
We also have Tiny Tim, played by Stuart Sushi Raoul. And Bob Cratchit, played by Matt Rodriguez, and Bob Cratchit's wife, played by Janet Phil. I'm a bird, I'm a bird. And narrating your story is Matthew Shaw, S-H-A-W. I'm just going to do the first paragraph because that's all I can bother to read.
But we'll just ad lib what we think, what our memory of the characters is.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the...
So,
remember.
Bob Cratchit, I'm the guy who works for him, whose son is Tiny Tim.
Who's a bit of a mong.
And I'm your wife.
Well, who's playing the ghosts?
Oh, it's not yet.
The ghosts
it's
aren't
one.
In it yet, Craig. You can't just come out with the ghosts in the first
No, oh, and there were ghosts!
Yeah, what is this, a 2015 horror film? Jeez.
They were ghosts all the time. Cough, cough, clear of throat. Chapter 1. Marley was dead, to begin with. There's no doubt about that. He was dead as a doornail. Marley and Scrooge were business partners once, but then Marley died and now their firm belongs to Scrooge, who was a stingy and heartless old man. Once upon a time, on Christmas Eve, old Scrooge sat busy in his office. It was very cold outside, and in Scrooge's office it was not much warmer either. Suddenly, a cheerful person entered the office. It was Scrooge's nephew, or whoever we're going to play for this part. Bob Cratchit comes in and says some lines.
All right, Scrooge.
All right.
What's wrong with your voice? You're still smoking 30 a day.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Oi, missus, get out. I told you not to come in with me. Oi, Scrooge, uncle, I need some money. I need Christmas day off.
Christmas day off? Are you kidding me? Christmas day off? We're doing lots of... What do we do here?
I think you're a moneylenders or something.
We do lots of moneylenders.
This is Coral Betts. We've got loads of bookings in.
I thought he was trying to listen to sound like Ray Winston. Scrooge. Would you like to come to Christmas dinner tomorrow? There's going to be turkey and all the trimmings. Yeah.
What have I just said? There's going to be people coming in and putting money down on these horses.
You look like a character from a John Waters film.
I think my characters have changed slightly, didn't he?
Yeah, he's good.
He's more grumpy.
Started off as your own dad.
I just thought they just give birth to Craig.
me old bamboo. No, he's in trouble.
Oh, but please.
Christmas Day. I don't know. What part do I have to play in this?
Oh,
His wife. Do I just
not
stand
there? Yoda, is it?
Oh, dear. And then suddenly in walks Tiny Tim with no legs.
Hi, son. In you come, boy.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Tiny Tim is in such pain, Scrooge does not give a single fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
You're the Meerkat advert.
Oh, Tim, ignore Great Uncle Scrooge. He's going blind, so he can't see that you lost your legs in the famine of 23.
Yeah, but I can smell them from here.
The legs. The famine.
Here, Tim, let's get you on the wheelbarrow so we can get you home.
Oh, please, pick us up.
Pick you up a can of Pepsi Cola.
No, pick us up, put us in wheelbarrow.
All right, done. Bang.
Cheers. End of Act 1. Blah, 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 blah. Scrooge realises somehow that he is not a very nice person. Somebody tells him this, probably Janet.
You're a terrible person.
Scrooge then goes to bed. He's got awful, awful stomach ache.
I'm going to bed. I've got awful stomach ache.
Oh, I'd see you later, Unky.
What the fuck was that?
Oh, you left your sausages in the oven.
Sausagey.
That night, Scrooge is visited by Bob Marley and Jacob Marley.
I want to be Bob Marley.
Stuart plays Bob Marley. I'm going to give Jacob Marley to Phil. And you can be, what's the thing? Summer Fruits and Barley. that night, Scrooge goes to bed because it's night time, and it just so happens to be Christmas Eve.
It's night time. I'm going to bed.
He's eaten his last chocolate. Well, his second to last chocolate out of his advent calendar. It's a Sambuca one. He really likes it.
That's actually quite good.
Just as he's drifting off to sleep, he hears a rustling at the window.
Oh, I hear a rustling at the window.
He goes to check it out.
I'm going to check it out.
Literally following the script.
But there's nothing there. Never mind this, says Scrooge.
Never mind.
The one line I was actually meant to say.
He gets back into bed and puts on his headphones and starts to listen to Enya to try and get back to sleep.
Run away. Sail away, not run away.
I thought it was run away.
Run away, run away, run away.
But suddenly there's another rustle at the window. Three ghosts come in. The ghosts of Jacob Marley, Bob Marley and Fruits and Barley. Each one with a special thing to say to Scrooge, but Scrooge is unaware that he's peed himself.
Oh, bloody hell, I've peed myself, but I'm so unaware.
Plip, plip, plip goes the wee. Jacob Marley has the first thing to say.
Scrooge, you're a prick, mate.
I feel like a prick. I've just pissed myself.
Bob Marley tells Scrooge a premonition of that if he doesn't change his ways, then things are not going to be good for him.
Jamaica!
Really? If I don't change, they're not going to be good for me?
Jacob Marley has something else to say.
You're a prick, Scrooge.
Scrooge?
Scrooge.
Robinson's Fruit and Barley, he just pours a drink.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine.
Scrooge somehow realises all through this that he's going to be visited by three ghosts. The ghost of Christmas past. The ghost of Christmas present. No, of present.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no. These are all wrong, says Scrooge. You've got all the people mixed up.
These are wrong. You're the people mixed up.
You'll be visited by three ghosts. The ghost of Christmas past, first of all, played by Rodriguez.
I'm stuck in past.
The ghost of Christmas present, played by Janet Jackson.
I am in the present. I'm a ghost.
And the ghost of future islands, Stuart, is it?
I'm a robot.
Robot ghost.
Robot ghost is a great idea. Scrooge says, all right then.
All right then.
And then makes up some of his own lines for a bit.
I got the tube. This
it doesn't make any sense. And on to the next thing.
It's 1926. She ain't got the tube.
I got the horse and cart on the district line.
They're not
good one.
1926. Yeah, no. It was after World War One. They definitely
circle and district only.
Yeah. All right, IMDb.
Yeah, well, he was living in Highgate at the time, so he didn't have it right.
Yep, fair point.
Okay.
Why are you talking like you've had a throat operation?
Because he's screwed.
Because that's really going to hurt after
he's had his larynx removed, and he's got one of those...
I make my own decisions, thank you.
So, the first ghost comes along, the ghost of Christmas past.
Oh, that was me. Yeah, so you're...
Oh my fucking God, there's a ghost!
Yeah, all right, mate. Everyone always sees right through me. You're a bit of a twat now, but you weren't always a twat. Let me take you for a journey. Right.
Oh my God, where the fuck am I?
Where do you think you are?
I'm a Western Superman.
I've taken you back to when, because you're 86 now, and now we've gone back to when you're 7, and you came home, and I don't want to go into too much detail because your parents might be listening, but you came home and dinner weren't cooked on Christmas Day, and you had to have microwavable chicken, and then your parents left you, and that's why you're like this now.
And then you hid the plug.
I didn't want to do the dishes. I really didn't want to do them. I just had to hide the plug.
And then I've got to go somewhere else quickly in the story. And then we went to T4 on the beach, and you were about to be a backing dancer for JLS. And then your uncle Scrooge Senior come along and told you that you had to work Christmas Day, and then you... fell over and broke your ankle, and now you've got pirate legs.
Oh, I remember it so clear. It was like it happened yesterday. Those pirate legs. Those fucking fucking pirate.
Generally, by this point, you people ain't got that emotional when I tell you stories. It's only when you get down to the future that they actually make sense. So you shouldn't be that emotional right now. You should still be disbelieving the fact that I'm a ghost. I could be an alien.
All right. But I don't actually believe this.
I've got a bit bored of my own story now, so I'm gonna pass over to the narrator.
That's right. Because I would like to mention as well that the ghost of Christmas Past is actually made of dog biscuits as well.
Oh, okay.
So, but yeah, he was right. You should.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Be disbelieving. So
okay, I don't believe dog biscuits aren't made out of people they're for playing with.
So Scrooge learned a valuable lesson from this part.
Dog biscuits can be people.
Dog biscuits is people's too. But Scrooge woke up back in his bed.
Oh, fucking hell, woke up again.
Oh, didn't realise he pissed himself.
Craig...
I fucking pissed myself again.
The best thing about Craig's Scrooge accent is it does just sound a bit like his dad.
All right.
But Craig, I mean, Christmas Scrooge, he always visited by another ghost. The ghost of Christmas present.
Woo! I'm a ghost, I'm in the present. What year is it?
It is 2000 and something. That's
2015. Scrooge, mate.
Yeah?
Look at what you're doing.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, this might be hard to believe, but I'm a ghost, and I'm a ghost from the present.
Yeah, last guy said he was a ghost, but apparently he was made out of dog biscuits.
Well, what am I made out of? Just people.
Krispy Kremes.
Krispy Kremes wrapping paper.
Krispy Kremes have souls too, and I am that. Yes.
Yeah,
I
but
am.
Your soul's just jam, isn't it?
Good jam. And you love it. You lap that shit up.
I do love a bit of jam.
Anyway, take a look in the mirror, mate. You're being a bit of a knob.
Oh, look at that fucking mustache. Yeah, you look amazing.
Yeah, how would you felt if I told you on Christmas Day you couldn't have your mustache? You have to shave it off.
Oh, God.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, that's a little bit upsetting, actually.
Yeah.
To drive the point further on, the Ghost of Christmas Present took Scrooge to Bob Cratchit and Tiny Tim's house.
Come look at these mugs, you fucking prick.
All right. It's a bit rude, but let's go.
Well, I'm a pissed off ghost because it's Christmas Eve and I'm supposed to be at home with my family, but I've had to come out and scare you. I didn't want to do it, but
well,
no
you're doing
would.
A terrible job. I'm not scared at all.
Yeah, well, look at this kid. Yeah,
yeah, I can see this kid. Yeah. It's his stinky legs, isn't it?
Yeah.
Stinky it's that guy from before.
If you can just be nice about the legs, because he's had a tough time at school. All right. Bless him, little prick.
So now both Scrooge and the Ghost of Christmas Present look into the house, and they see that Bob Cratchit and Stuart Rule are hugging on the sofa.
They got a lot of sausagey stuff on the tables.
Why are you still hugging me, son?
Because I... You know, my legs stink.
Oh, yeah, and when you hug me, they smell nice.
Well, I nestle my nose into your jumper, and it smells like sausages.
I'm really happy we did that. Have the school said whether you're allowed on the football team or not?
No, but they said I can play handball as much as I like.
Oh man. Okay, I'll get you on the football team.
Anyway,
my name's not David Beckham.
Oh my god! Plot twist. Everybody is now David Beckham.
Hello.
I've got a ball on my foot again.
Got a ball on my foot.
So that's been David Beckham. But I'm back again. I'm Scrooge.
Craig, are you drunk?
Yeah, genuine laugh.
I feel really uncomfortable.
Have you learnt something from this, Scrooge? Seeing Tiny Tim being so distraught.
Tiny Timper.
Well, obviously he's got, you know, he's looking up a little bit. He's got smelly legs, but he's willing to play handball. He's thinking what he can deal with.
But you're ruining their Christmas by.
We don't have a
turkey to take his fucking smelly legs.
Well,
we don't have a turkey, do we, Dad?
No, we don't, because. But well, your frogs. Uncle, beloved Uncle Scrooge, he punched your mum in the mouth and took it from her in the queue at Sainsbury's. But he's the uncle, so we let him get away with it because he's family.
That was and that was the Asian version of EastEnders. So Scrooge probably learned some sort of lesson about this. He's probably feeling a bit worse for wear.
I feel a little bit worse for wear. I've learned some sort of lesson.
But now it's probably everybody's favourite part of the story, where we go into the future.
Blip, 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 blip.
Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! It's the ghost of the Christmas future. He is a robo ghost.
Isn't that my line?
Oh, yes.
Oh look, my fucking god! There's a robot ghost, and he's from the future.
I am a robot ghost.
Holy fuck!
Bloop. The robot ghost shows Scrooge what his future is going to look like if he doesn't change his ways. Cue Bob Cratchit and Mrs. Cratchit, Janet, Phil.
Hang on, wait, I've just noticed I've got a new Xbox in the future. This ain't too bad.
Oh, but wait. Oh. Tiny Tim had to die for that Xbox.
My legs are so stinky. I'm dying.
Clean them then.
Oh, no.
Clean them then.
Our son has died. Oh, no.
Yay, more food for us. More food for us.
No, we
more
can't eat him.
No, we eat his food. We eat his food.
None of this would have ever happened if Mr. Scrooge wasn't such a massive prick.
Yeah, well, hopefully he'll be alone this Christmas and no one gives a shit.
Oh, this is the thing now, Scrooge. You've got to learn that if you don't change your ways, you're going to die an old, lonely, stinky, shitty boy.
Hang on, let me see if I can do my favourite, my best Michael Caine crying.
But what could be better?
Sorry, I got.
Yeah, that was pretty spot on.
Anyway, Scrooge is upset.
But the worst thing about this whole Christmas tale is the fact that the ghost of Christmas future tells him that, as the president of the United States of America, there is a robot Barack Obama. The ghost of Christmas future and robot Barack Obama have a fight.
My name is Robot Obama. I am gonna fuck you up.
I will take you down, Hossein.
No way, man. I'm Barack Obama. I cannot be destroyed.
I will take you down, you filthy robot. I mean, I'm a robot. What?
The future is destroyed. Place in sound effects there. Scrooge wakes up in his bed.
My goodness, what a night.
Luckily enough, the ghost of Christmas future battled Barack Obama to death because he was a racist robot.
Oh, I'm dead.
You know what, the count from fucking Sesame Street.
14.
Ha, ha, 14. Ha. That's the highest number I can count to, too. And Scrooge wakes up again.
I'm woken up.
And he realises, because Philip told him so many times, that he's been such a prick. He opens up his window and shouts to the nearest boy, who just happens to be tiny, no-legged Tim.
Oh, he's stinky legs.
All right, uncle.
Right, it's your great uncle.
All right, great uncle.
I want you to run to the nearest shop, preferably Tesco's, because there'll be a better deal on there. And I want you to get the biggest goose you can find.
What the fuck is this accent?
I don't know. I'm just getting really into it.
I'm really liking it. Tiny Tim, in fact, gets wafer-thin slices of ham and turkey. Scrooge is upset and punches Tiny Tim in the legs.
I said if you're going to have to get wafer thin ham, get Bernard Matthews!
Tiny Tim dies, so does Janet Phil. Matt Rodriguez moves back to Spain, and Scrooge resides in Weston-super-Mare forevermore. Moral of the story is, fuck you, Christmas.
Don't be a prick.
Little hand clap, I think, is needed for that.
We are doing auditions for the Bramford Community Centre as well. If any of you want to join the feature-length production, it does last for about 18 hours, but it is a lot of fun. And you can also use it as a part of your community service.
Which we all are.
I thought that went a lot better than it could have, but also a lot worse.
I think I'm going to get an Oscar for that accent.
You're good. I think you put in a lot of effort.
A raspberry.
Raspberry?
A Razzie, sorry.
Yeah. Is that a podcast version of a...
No, it's the opposite of the Oscars. It's like it's a real award show where they vote the worst and everything.
Oh, probably that one then, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll go for one of them.
Maybe Richard Rowden would get one of those as well.
Nah, great advert.
Speaking of adverts, thanks to this week's sponsor, Twiglets.
Yeah.
You either love them or you hate them.
Or you eat them and put up with them.
Da, 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 da. Does everyone remember that? Does everyone remember that Mr. Bean episode where is it New Year's Day or something?
It's Christmas,
and he has a guest round or something, and he runs out of Twiglets, and so he gets some branches and covers them in like Marmite or something.
Yeah, that's one of my favourite episodes.
It's basically just Twiglets, though, isn't it?
Matt based his life on Mr. Bean.
What's that racist line from Mr. Bean?
Mr. Bean wouldn't say a racist thing. He's not got a bad bone in his body.
Do your best Mr. Bean impression, Craig Lombard. What are you saying? It makes noises.
Pure visual. Well, he doesn't say a lot.
He makes noises.
Oh, tada. Oh,
Teddy.
He's not a dirty paedophile.
Teddy.
Teddy.
Oh, God. That mustache as well. No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to shave it off.
And a vest with baked beans on. Like Rab C. Nesbitt.
Just caught in the strings. Playing it like a harp.
I think we should comment on the fact that the only people that followed the dress code instructions were Craig and Mr. Rodriguez.
I'm wearing a Christmas jumper, but it's just plain white.
Me and you are both wearing plain jumpers. Matt came in a fucking shirt.
Hey, I did a Canadian Christmas.
What, wearing a Czech shirt?
I'm a lumberjack.
You're a lumberjack.
So I really enjoyed that.
Enjoyed good. What?
Yeah. Whilst we're talking about presents and ghosts and present and stuff.
What, is in the Ghost of Christmas Present?
Yeah, that one. Let's talk about Christmas presents. We started talking briefly about it earlier.
Excellent segue.
One of my... Christmas presents that I remember, which was probably one of the best Christmas presents I ever had. I think I mentioned this before on the podcast.
Was a friend.
Was a friend.
Go
sorry,
on.
What? Your Christmas present was a friend?
No, it wasn't.
Like an imaginary friend.
Basically, I asked for Tracy Island.
Oh, God.
Oh, sick.
Is that where they have those puppets that are like the Thunderbirds?
Yes.
Yeah,
those things.
But I didn't get it.
Referral back.
What did you get?
I don't want to make you feel bad or anything, but I think...
You did?
I think I had that.
Oh. Yeah, I think I had one as well.
Or maybe my brother... I vaguely remember having one, but I think my brother might have had it, maybe.
Oh, yeah. One of them's cool.
Do you know what I got instead?
Let me guess.
No.
Polly Pocket's Wonderworld.
Oh, yeah.
Barbie Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
No.
Some Play-Doh.
I got the cassette tape of Blue Peter, How Do You Make Your Own Tracy Island?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is pretty clever.
As in VHS or audio?
Fish for a man and you're feeding
VHS.
For a day.
Oh, VHS,
teach a man to fish and you feed him for a year.
Yeah.
A year? just is that how long the contract lasts?
Yeah, because then his fishing sticks break.
Give a man Tracy Island. He has Tracy Island and he's a happy child. Give a man the video how to make Tracy Island. He'll never have enough toilet roll to ever make it.
He better start shitting, boy.
Probably spend more money in toilet paper and paint.
No, I just never collect the items.
It's just not reformed plastic, though, isn't it?
If I ever find that cassette tape, which is at my mum's house somewhere, I'm going to make it. I've just decided.
Have you got a VHS player to watch on?
I'll buy one.
All right, big spender. Yeah. That's how much money we're earning from the podcast is we can buy VCRs.
yeah. Living the dream.
If
viewing and ratings got so low last week, there was more of us than there was of them.
Yeah. Tumbleweed.
I meant listeners, not viewings.
No. What was the best present you ever got? Tracy Island.
Ooh.
Last year, my cousin got us presents and I opened it and I was like, oh, it's like, you know, it's an aftershave or some shit. But it had like pictures of One Direction on it.
Oh, yes.
And it was actually perfume.
Nice.
Oh. How old's your cousin?
Probably 40 something, 50.
So he was oblivious.
You've got long hair for a boy, yeah. You must be a girl.
She's got my dad perfume as well.
Well, maybe she just wanted it for herself.
Maybe she bulk bought them.
Did it at least smell nice?
I don't know, I didn't smell it.
Smelled like
why not? Why would you would at least give it a smell, because it could be nice.
You should have used it as pepper spray.
Yeah. I could have.
Against Zane for leaving. I remember a present that I got as a kid. My grandmother got me Thomas the Tank Engine slippers.
I had them.
And they were great.
Blue and they had a picture and they had red vine on it, just like the whole colours of Thomas the Tank.
Yeah, I can't believe that you were in my childhood as well. That was great.
Was the soles of them grey? Mine were.
Yeah, they were actually.
See?
And you used to walk and they used to do the Thomas Tank Engine theme tune. Insert Thomas Tank Engine theme tune now. Is that not Coronation Street?
I'm not really sure what kind of vibe Stuart was introducing to the Thomas Bangra. Tank Engine.
Thomas the Bangra Tank Engine.
I just want to say I'm really impressed with myself because I think I got that
quite
good.
You nailed that. Yeah.
I think I got that well.
It was a lovely day on the trains, said Thomas.
Oh.
So yeah, tell us a bit more about your slippers.
So Father Shaw got me my grandma got me some slippers, and my dad has a habit of whenever I get an electronic toy as a kid, he'd always take it apart to see how it worked, and then he'd implement it on his Playbus.
Whoa, what's going on here?
Wait, Playbus.
It was a charity organisation, registered, and I was CBR just so checks. Sad because...
Magic School Bus?
Not in Norfolk, thank you. And I was sad because my Thomas got all his tank engine taken out of him and he was made redundant.
He took all the Thomas out.
He took all the Thomas out of the tank engine.
He got inside
it
Thomas.
It was just a normal tank engine. Without the music, it's just so Thomas is gone.
It's just a fucking train.
Yeah, said the fat controller.
Thomas, you're just a fucking train. Get on with it, mate.
It's been a lonely day on the track, said Thomas.
Oh, Ringo.
my name Ringo.
You'd be Ringo if you only won, Craig.
I don't know if I could do Ringo.
Oh, do a Ringo, do a Ringo.
Do it.
This is not going to work.
Do a Ringo again.
Ringo's Dar.
My name is Ringo Starr.
That's not too bad, actually.
I am...
No, I shit now.
No. The President of the United States.
No, that's more Paul McCartney.
I know, yeah. No, I lost it again.
And higher pitch is George Harrison.
I know.
Calm down, George.
Calm down.
All right.
This has basically just become a show where Craig does a variety of impressions throughout.
Terribly.
That's
terribly.
All we ever wanted it to be.
That was the plan.
It's been working me up, haven't you, to get me to do it. Anyway, so, tank.
Yeah, Thomas the Tank Engine. And also I got walkie-talkies, which never worked because my dad bust them open as well.
How long did you have the walkie-talkies for before you opened
them? Oh, literally about a couple of hours.
Straight away.
It was literally on the same day.
Did he buy them for you?
No, my nan bought them for me.
He made them from scratch.
From sticks. They were my best tin cans ever, them.
I remember these walkie-talkies we got, me and my brother got one year, and they looked like kind of like, now you have like the Britney Spears head, like...
Oh yeah, headset.
It was basically a headset, but because it was the 90s, it wasn't a nice, thin, little, tiny one. They were fucking huge.
Yeah.
And it was a massive headband that went over your head and then a massive triangle earpiece.
Oh, nice.
And it's just most of your face. There's a massive bit of plastic that came down to your mouth. And they just had, and a massive aerial come out the top of it as well. And it looked like a fucking helmet more than like a walkie-talkie.
Was it like an Action Man style one, branded?
No. I think they were like legit, pretty decent ones.
Oh, like SAS. Okay, yeah.
Actually,
Halo.
Used in a minute.
Yeah, Halo.
Yeah. No, exactly. Ross Kemp brought them round.
Ross Kemp.
Ross Kemp on Craig.
My favourite ever. my favourite present was alive for about a week.
Oh.
So we went to... I remember going to Brighton one weekend with my brother and my dad and his missus at the time. And he's like, it's Christmas, so you can have whatever you want.
I think I know the answer to this.
Have you heard this story before?
Let him talk.
I know.
So I was like, all right, I want a remote control plane. And my wish was his command. And my brother got like a Subaru Impreza. It's always a blue one with a yellowy star.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he got that racing, went pretty fast. And I bought my plane, made it. And it would take off from the ground. It was like about 120 quid.
Oh, wow.
I was well happy. And we were in Brighton on the common, taking up. And then coming back down, it was always full, but we'd catch it. Because it's pretty, like, the parts were pretty small. It could break very easily. Got back to Basingstoke, went down to my local school to play it. My brother was like, can I have a go? I was like, yeah. Called off the road, went up, went straight into a fence and broke.
Oh.
That was 1 week later. That was my favourite Christmas present.
It's pretty good.
Fuck you, Andrew. Fuck you.
One of our only listeners.
Fuck, he hasn't even listened to it. He never will again.
That was a sad story.
Yeah, that was a pretty sad Christmas
And that's
story.
The moral of Christmas.
Don't buy people expensive presents because their brothers are going to break them.
Yeah.
Or they'll broke just my tooth. Hate them.
Always be prepared to be disappointed.
I bought my nieces, who at the time were like
your nieces.
2 and 4. No, shut up. I bought them one of those Spheros, fully with the intention of just playing with it myself because they were not interested in it whatsoever. Yeah. It just baffled them, having to use like a phone to control a little remote control thing. Well, they weren't entertained by it because it wasn't
girly.
What
about if you
that was my first mistake.
Interesting thing about Sphero. Right?
Yeah.
The new Star Wars film.
Oh yeah.
BB-8. There's that droid in it. BB-8.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, what, the one, the orange one, the Rolly one.
Yes, that one.
Yeah.
Right. That the technology that is used within the film is the same technology. Well, the company that make it is Sphero.
Yeah.
So that round ball toy that you control your phone is the company that makes the
so toy they the made film. One for the film.
Yeah, and big, now there's a toy as well, I believe.
A little one.
Yeah, a little one you can get, which is a Sphero with a head thing on it. But they made the big one for the film, and it works exactly the same as the little Sphero does.
Then why isn't the little one better then?
Because the little one's just little.
Is the little one an actual robot? Can it do things like, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope.
No. You're my only pope.
You're my force, Luke.
Only poop.
No, because that's a different film.
Oh, that's a Hobbit, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it's Star Trek.
That's Frodo to Captain Picard.
You shall not pass.
Said.
You shall multi-pass.
said Boris Johnson.
To Mr. T.
Yes.
Talking of yes, what is your favourite film of Christmas? Mine too.
Die Hard.
It's Die Hard.
It's got to be Home Alone, isn't it?
Yeah. Mine is Nightmare Before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good choice.
Die Hard and, of course, Love Actually.
I can't actually remember ever watching it.
Actually.
It's snowing all around us.
That's not the song.
No.
It's snowing.
No.
Are you drunk?
Are you Bill Nye in
the Bachelor? Yeah.
Love is all around us.
Is that in?
And dun 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 dun. Bum 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 bum.
I would have to say my favourite Christmas film is none of those.
Living Die Hard.
Isn't Gremlins?
Yeah, I was going to say. Gremlins is always on around Christmas time. Yeah.
There's some weird films that are based on Christmas.
Jingle All the Way.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jingle All the Way. Rocket Man.
Wait, hold on. Elf is pretty funny.
Nah, only for Zoe Deschanel.
Yeah, exactly. But Will Ferrell's funny.
Yeah,
I find Will Ferrell funny in most.
I love Elf.
Yeah.
But I tend to try not to watch it anymore.
It is on all the fucking time around Christmas.
It's just
that's really elfish.
Haha. You're being so sausagey.
Sausagey. That's sponsored by Craig's dad saying sausagey.
Sausagey.
That's such a great word. Anyway,
also Mrs. Doubtfire.
Is that a Christmas film?
In my family it is a Christmas
film. No, it's not. Why?
Well, in my family
is your dad your net maid?
You leave Spencer Shaw out of this.
Sorry, Spencer.
What about you, Craig?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you? What are you made of?
What is your favourite Christmas film?
Plasticine Boy.
Of all time.
Plasticine.
Ba-da-da, Plasticine.
Craig just waits for the EastEnders Christmas special. Yeah.
I honestly enjoy watching Harry Potter films.
Yeah, no,
it's Christmas for like 10 minutes at the beginning. Yeah. Please.
Yeah, but they're very good family.
They're good films.
Oh,
like obviously, like,
Jaws is a good family film.
I tend to always watch Toy Story, and obviously Home Alone.
Ooh, what's on that? Your own.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That is a great
Driving Home for Christmas film.
Driving Home for Christmas. What's else a good Christmas film? Tron.
Tron, yeah.
Yeah, the Christmas vibes in Tron are so apparent.
Pretty good. Apocalypto.
Anything with Mel Gibson.
The Shawshank Redemption.
Or Shaun of the Dead.
Is that Christmas?
That's not really a Christmas film, but it's a very good film.
There's lots of red in it.
Oh my God.
There is.
Punny.
What's your favourite part of the Christmas dinner?
The curry.
Definitely sausages and blanket.
Sausagey blanket.
Piggies. Pigs in blankets, yeah.
Another piggy.
Is there anything really traditional in your family?
My mum always makes... My mum always makes bread sauce. Not just a small amount of bread sauce, quite a large amount of bread sauce.
What is bread sauce?
It's onions and bread and like milk or cream or something. It's like... And pepper. It's like an okay sauce. But
What do you put on?
You have it with your Christmas dinner.
Put it on the bin.
You just have it on the plate alongside all the rest of them. It's a genuine like old sauce that's
old wives
existed
tale.
For a long time.
You're an old wives' tale.
But the point is that she is fully aware of the fact that no one else likes it. No one else eats it, but she still makes a fucking large quantity of it.
Does she not even like it herself?
She has it, obviously, but not enough to justify making a whole bowl.
This is what
bowl.
My mum does. She does exactly the same thing. She doesn't really even eat it. No one else eats it. And it's always at the end of the meal that my dad's just sort of picking at things.
Yeah.
And then he'll just end up eating the whole thing just with a knife in the pot.
It's quite handy to have for the sandwiches that you have the next day. When you have a Christmas...
Bread sauce?
Yeah, to like...
Bread sauce sandwich.
No, because
it
adds a bit of moisture. Because let's face it, turkey...
moist.
I don't know why we eat turkey on Christmas because...
It's so dry.
It's so dry. It's a pretty shit meat to eat. Unless you probably go for like a super expensive...
Why do we eat turkey?
My favourite meat's actually nut roast.
For God's sake.
Yeah.
Shut up, vegan.
Before vegan starts getting involved...
roast potatoes.
I often go to Tiff's nan and granddad's for Christmas dinner, either on day or Christmas Day or Boxing Day, and she makes the biggest feast ever. And it's normally for about 20 people.
Yeah, it's just three of you.
Tons. And she makes four different types of meat.
Nice.
She always does...
Makes four different types of meat.
Sorry?
No, I just thought it's funny because you don't make meat. You cook meat or you prepare meat.
Prepare.
Oh, saved yourself from that one.
She always makes turkey, like gammon.
You don't make...
cooks beef and lamb, I think.
Beef and lamb?
Yeah.
But you feel lame. That's a cricket reference.
Okay.
Beef and lamb.
I like having turkey in a variety of ways. Like
what?
Because my dad usually takes the legs off and then debones them and then like wraps them in bacon and cooks them like that. It's quite nice.
That sounds pretty fancy.
Pretty sausagey. Pretty tasty.
Does it taste like sausage?
No, it tastes like turkey and then bacon on it. No, not at all, no.
Does everybody have sausagey stuff in their Christmas dinners?
Mainly the pigs and blankets,
obviously.
Tell me this. Parsnips, yay or nay?
Yeah.
It depends entirely on how they're cooked, because if they're
roasted.
Steamed, yeah, roasted is what you want.
What about roast potatoes, yay or nay?
Are you mental?
But it's always a good recipe. Fluffy on the inside.
Jamie
nice
Oliver is a king when it comes to good roasties.
One that I don't always get. True. Yorkshire puddings, yay or nay?
Yeah.
Not for Christmas dinner, no.
Yeah, not for Christmas
dinner. What? Yeah.
What do you mean not for Christmas dinner?
Are you bloody mental? You only have Yorkshire puddings for a roast
on Yorkshire
dinner.
Day? Yeah. What is Yorkshire Day?
What, is that the day of the Arctic Monkeys?
Yorkshire puddings
Christmas dinner is a roast dinner.
Yeah, but you don't have Yorkshire puddings.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
you do.
I love the way like he's getting so offended by it. You lot bloody mental.
You're fucking nuts.
Yeah, Yorkshire puds all today.
Oh, maybe I've been missing out.
Fill them with jam and call them daddy.
A daddy donut.
Talking of Yorkshire puddings.
Serious fat man.
Wait, here's, what about weasel? That vegetable that no one ever wants to talk about?
Brussels sprouts.
But it seems like I don't watch much TV but I've watched a fair amount of TV recently, and I swear to God, every other fucking advert is a Brussels sprouts advert in some way, like an animated one.
I'm going to stick up for the Brussels sprout here. I think a lot of people do Brussels sprouts wrong.
They're going to be next year's big thing, like just, this year's hot dogs, aren't they? They're going to be pop-up shops with Brussels sprouts everywhere.
People boil Brussels sprouts, yeah. But what you want to do is like parboil them, chop them up, and you fry them with a bit of nutmeg, and then if you're so inclined to do so,
bit of bacon.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, the reason why they're being advertised so much, my housemate told me this the other day.
It tastes like shit.
Nah, because they are meant to be like 30% bigger this year because we had a good summer. And so it means that they can sell less of them per kilogram, hence making more profit.
We didn't have a good summer this year. It was crap.
Well, it was good for Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
Might not have been good for us, but it was definitely good for Brussels sprouts.
It's basically so they can make more money this year off Brussels sprouts.
And so the economy is better.
Oh, it's all, here comes Boris. It's the,
yeah, it's, yeah. Come what, on, hold Boris on. Trump.
Blah, yeah. blah, blah. Boris Trump. Trump, don't get me. No.
No, who wore it better? Phil Jackson or Boris Trump?
On Trump, did you see that video of him with the fucking eagle?
Yes.
I sent that eagle.
Here comes America.
What like I don't get is why he was having that in the shoot with him.
No, he's
an eagle.
America, idiot. Yeah.
This is an American patriot. America. God rest the Queen.
No, but isn't he just a TV celebrity?
No, he's an actual politician, apparently.
Since when?
Since he
owns Trump hotels.
Donald Trump. Donald Trump's legit.
So you're basically you're confusing a British politician with an American politician. They're all pricks, but ours are
better because they're British.
Well, they're overeducated pricks.
Yeah.
The ones in America are undereducated pricks with a lot of money.
Oh, fucking hell. It's become one of these podcasts.
Yeah, it's become... Well, I mean, I used pricks in a very loose term there, but Donald Trump is... He did the first series of The Apprentice, The US Apprentice.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And now he wants to be the president of America, and he's going to do a TV show afterwards
I'm the president of
the vice president.
Now this is what Christmas is all about. Take it away, Barack Obama.
I'm the American president. And I've had a couple of too many beers, so I...
He's broken.
Then I kind of gone Boris Johnson. It's Boris Pipes! Tubes and buses.
Barack O. Johnson.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Would you do the honour, along with Michelle Obama, sitting right here with us, would you sing us a lovely Christmas duet?
I love it because Obama's a really good singer.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you'd drop in.
So very nice. My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
My father will be blazing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
So sorry, I better eat my curry. The neighbors might think we're not the president
Baby,
and first lady.
Baby, that's bad out there. Obama.
And what did George Clinton think of all that?
He fought a Monica Lewinsky.
And that's a very Merry Christmas from the White House.
Merry Christmas, every fucking one of y'all.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Wait, that's the end. That's
well, apparently, yeah.
That's all we could be bothered to do.
So, like a present, let's wrap this up.
That you didn't even write that line.
No, Matt did.
Matt did.
Yeah, I'm the comedic genius behind this whole show.
I think that's about it then.
What did we talk about in this podcast? I've forgotten.
Christmas.
Yes, of course. This is the Christmas podcast.
Christmas food, Christmas carol, Christmas presents.
Sausagey.
Presents.
We did a bloody sausage-y. Reenactment of Christmas carol.
Oh, yeah, I mentioned that.
Christmas caddy.
Yeah.
Michelle and...
Barrett Singoff.
Who's the other one?
Yeah.
Anyway,
Jay-Z, Beyonce.
I feel I can see the look on Craig's face like he's just losing control of a group of people.
He wants to go to bed.
I think I drank a lot more than I was expecting to drink, to be honest.
Like, you've had three Christmas beers, oh my God.
No, that's not all of them. I put them all in
beer. Some chocolate liqueurs as well.
And I mean, they definitely, liqueurs. It's the Sambuca in those liqueurs that probably. And I saw you, the eyes on you, the eyes on you. Every time.
Sambuca. I think we should wrap it up.
Yes, please.
Wrap it up out, like what?
Well, I think let's say goodbye. So that is the end of it. How do we think? What did we think? Enjoy?
Terrible as usual.
Yeah?
Yes.
Still hate it?
No, it's great.
Yeah, I love being there every
week. I feel so Christmassy. I feel like it's Christmas Day tomorrow and I'm so excited.
Well, it is Christmas Day tomorrow if you listen to this on Christmas
if you are
Eve,
listening to this.
Or it's Christmas Day if you listen to it on Christmas Day, which it I'm depends. Sure everybody is.
It really does depend on
and
when.
And if you're listening to this 5 years in the future, then you're listening to it too late.
Merry Christmas Robot 2020.
Obama. Yeah. Robot Obama.
Yes.
Obama probably is a robot by then.
A robot. He's probably a robot.
So, probably a robot.
This is normally where I throw everybody around the room, and I don't do that at all. I ask everybody to throw in their Twitter handles. But I think we're going to do it a little bit differently this week.
No.
No. Okay.
We've got a new Twitter page.
Oh, yeah. Now I don't need to receive spam from all the hundreds of people asking questions about the podcast, and we can send them to one simple source.
Oh, exactly. I can imagine the address is going to be, that was interesting, right?
That would make a lot of sense as a Twitter handle.
It makes perfect sense, doesn't it? But I tried doing that, and it was too long. So naturally, it's at was... _ interesting.
You found that difficult, didn't you?
At was interesting.
At was.
But we're called. But our podcast is called That Was Interesting, Craig.
Yeah. At was interesting.
At, that's like you're saying it. At was interesting.
God, it's got so wrong.
Was it's a West. It's a West Country. At, yeah.
It's funny.
Craigism.
No, seriously,
it's Craigism. Punchline.
Is it just a Twitter account that we've made?
No, we've also got an Instagram.
Ah, what's the handle for that?
Guess.
That was interesting.
No.
Oh. Is it at was interesting? At was _ interesting.
29.
29.
73. Yeah.
It was actually Craig. He kept on making accounts, but then kept on forgetting the password, so he just made a new account.
I saw Craig make the Twitter account, and he did spell the fucking thing wrong. Oh. Like, really bad. Yeah, I think you missed off just I... N-T off the beginning. I-N-T off.
Most of the letters I think I missed.
That was Tresden. It was Tresme.
Yeah. It was dark.
Ooh, Tresme.
It just said at _ I.
That would have worked. But nonetheless, we have a Twitter handle which everyone can now tweet and follow for regular updates.
Yeah, I've been getting bloody retweets, hearts.
I like it.
Follows from hearts. That place.
I like seeing the previous episodes posted online because then it reminds me that I should probably listen to them at some point.
I should probably edit these at some point.
Yeah, or should go back. And, yeah.
So that's a new Instagram.
So we have a new
Twitter.
Instagram.
And Twitter.
And we've got something else coming up really exciting.
Ooh.
I'm not going to talk about it now. We have to wait to the next series.
Ooh. Are we going to Rhode Island?
Maybe.
Ooh. Oh, perhaps we're going to go to Texas and be cowboys for a bit and go to a rodeo.
Oh, that might happen.
Can we go and watch Bone Thugs and Harmony play their best song, The Crossroads?
That we could probably do that as well.
Nice.
Oh, can we go get a curry?
On Brick Road.
Yeah, we probably could do that as well. We could go and hang out with Matt Rodriguez.
No.
Anyway, moving on. There's lots of cool stuff coming in the next series. But I think we need to wrap it up there. Do you think so?
Yes.
I wholeheartedly agree, yes.
Yeah, please put me out my misery.
I wanna go home.
I need to go see my family. It's Christmas Eve.
It is Christmas Eve.
I want
Eve.
A bit more brownie, please.
Okay.
Yeah,
we could
finish off these Christmas stacks.
You know what? We should not sing a Christmas carol, but we need to at least say Merry Christmas.
I think so, yeah. Merry Christmas, everybody, and thank you for listening.
Merry Christmas, every one of you.
Happy birthday, baby Jesus.
Yes.
You bloody present openers.
Thank you for being a part of this wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Well done. Thank you, honestly, for actually listening to some of you.
No one's listening.
Oh. Craig.
What?
Did
you
think
of
that
podcast?
Mate.
That was interesting.
You're a fucking liar.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.